narrow street off Cairo's native quarter, not far from the Mosque Sultan Hassan, stands the Café Tambourine, clouded with the smoke of Oriental tobaccos, crowded with forgotten men from the world's waterfronts. The Café Tambourine. I own it. My name's Rocky Jordan.
Tonight and every weeknight at this time, we take you to a world of excitement, intrigue, and danger in far-off Egypt, to Cairo for the transcribed adventures of an American in the Middle East, starring Jack Moyles as Rocky Jordan.
The Spring of Moses is some 15 kilometers out of Cairo, a gathering place for caravans bound north for Zagazig and Ismailia, east for Suez and the canal. It was going to be a rugged trip, hot, dry, and dirty, but it no longer mattered. A tribal leader, Mustafa by name, was marked for death, and I had to get to him wherever he was. He'd saved my life once, and that's the kind of favor you have to return. It was around midnight when I pulled up at the spring, and as I made my way across the square toward the coffee house...
Oh, Mr. Jordan! Mr. Jordan!
The owner of the voice was a tall, thin man wearing a pinstriped suit, spats, and a fez tilted at a snappy angle. He arched a neatly plucked eyebrow, gave his gold-headed cane an extra twirl, and sauntered over. The eyebrow remained up.
Well, 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 Mr. Jordan...
All right, not so loud, friend. Some people are sleeping.
Ah, yes, I do believe the police are searching for you. Please do not alarm yourself, Mr. Jordan. The natives here are too preoccupied with their tasks to take notice.
Well, that's a comforting thought. We've met somewhere?
The affair at the Italian embassy last month.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you spent most of the night trying to lure sweet young things behind the potted palms.
How delightful. You remember?
The face, not the name.
I am the seventh son of the Sheikh Bakir, and my name is El-Khamis.
El-Khamis? Well, that's...
A day of the week in our language. Thursday. The day on which I was born. A whim of my aged father. Nauseating, isn't it?
Well, thanks for the breakdown. Now, if you don't mind...
A moment, Mr. Jordan. Ordinarily, it would be my duty to turn you over to the police. But I have another idea.
How much?
Should you require a little hideaway, I could manage it for a small fee. A cousin of mine...
Get out of my way.
Well, the police will eventually capture you, so perhaps I can suggest something else. I also happen to be a reporter. If you will permit me to remain with you, I could write this story for my paper.
I don't like the Egyptian society pages. Now get...
Of course, but should you at any time require my services?
Yeah, I won't forget. I left the man of many sidelines munching on a fig and walked over to the coffee house run by a man named Falid. He gave me the nod as I walked in, tossed a glance toward a small table at the back of the room. I eased over to it, parted the beaded curtains...
Sit down, please.
You're Kona?
Yes. I understand you wish to travel to Ismailia, Mr. Jordan.
Yeah.
Then please, it has been arranged. You seem surprised. You find it strange that a woman is caravan boss?
Well, let's just say I didn't expect it.
You were not told, then?
Only that I could find Mustafa through a contact named Kona at the Spring of Moses, the coffee house of Fali.
But there are trains running daily to Ismailia, are there not?
Oh, sure. But they're crowded.
With police?
Police and assassins.
Who sent you to me, Mr. Jordan? I must be sure of you as well.
Markouf, the tobacconist on St. George Street.
Very well.
Well, then I passed the test.
I was certain you would the moment I saw the look of surprise on your face as you entered the booth. Coffee?
Yes, please. Thanks. Now I know why Markouf didn't tell me.
Exactly. It is a simple arrangement between us. You see, I must be very careful. I do not traffic with criminals. There are times, however, when honest men must move with secrecy, and I am willing to help them.
Like Mustafa?
I ask neither their names nor compensation.
Sorry. When do you plan to pull out with the caravan?
Soon. You will be given a horse and suitable attire. And about this man you seek, Mustafa?
Yes?
It might interest you to know that it is the second time this evening someone has made inquiries.
Yeah, but I can guess who asked the first time. Tall, slender character, pinstripe suit, scented hair oil.
Yes.
Among other things, he's a leg man for an Egyptian paper. I met him once at a party. Political writer of sorts.
Do not trust him. He knows your purpose, and he would expose you if it meant money to him.
You don't think I belong in this, do you, Kona?
The ways of my people are sometimes strange, Mr. Jordan. A mixture of politics and religion can be as dynamite. Mustafa is both of these things.
Sometimes you have to sample the recipe, whether you like the ingredients or not.
And the taste is bitter. What you are trying to do is a fine thing. I know this. But what purpose is served if a good man's life is spared only so that another good man may die?
An hour later, all decked out in native headgear and flowing robes, I trotted my horse across the square to the place where the caravan was being organized. I watched the camels, the drivers, the loading operation for a few minutes, then looked out across the sands. A full moon was out, and the desert stretched away like a silver sea, quiet, peaceful. I wondered if I couldn't reach Mustafa in time. How long would the desert stay peaceful?
We are about to move on. You are ready, Mr. Jordan?
As I'll ever be.
Good.
Kona.
Yes.
I notice a few natives hanging around. They don't seem to be part of the caravan.
Oh, they are travelers, merchants who follow caravans for company and protection. There will be others who will join us from time to time on the journey.
Oh, well, I just wondered.
Salakum! Ai!
It was shortly after 3 a.m. when the caravan reached the watering hole at Grazig. The wound in my leg was acting up again, and I was glad for the 10-minute stopover. I eased off my horse, decided to mingle with the rest of the travelers, and that's when I caught the whiff of scented hair oil. I reached out, grabbed the nearest hooded figure, and pushed him back into the shadows.
Please, Mr. Jordan, no violence. My bones are quite brittle.
All right, what's the idea, El Khamis?
Understand, Mr. Jordan, first and foremost, I am a newspaper man, and you are seeking the one called Mustafa.
Just where did you get your lead?
That most distressing affair in Cairo, your misadventure with a man called Harubin, it has something to do with Mustafa, does it not?
Tell me more.
Sergeant Greco seemed to think so. I spoke with him several nights ago.
Greco talks too much for a cop.
I find him much more informative than Captain Sabaya. My editor instructed me to remain at the Spring of Moses. A statement from Mustafa regarding the forthcoming tribal meetings would be most interesting at this time. We know now he is somewhere nearby.
So either way it goes, you get a story.
Huh? Either way, through you, I can find Mustafa. It is too late to lose me now, Mr. Jordan. Besides, the girl with you would not object to my presence.
Say that again.
The dancer, Sharida. She used to work at your cafe, I understand. A delightful creature indeed.
What are you talking about?
Do you deny that she came with you to the Spring of Moses tonight?
You saw her there? When?
Shortly after you left the coffee house. There was a middle-aged chap with her who...
Wait a minute. What did he look like?
Short, slender, with a small mustache. Dreadful taste in clothes. A rugged person, I believe.
Harubin.
Something wrong, Mr. Jordan?
All of it was wrong. It had been a sucker play from the start, and I'd fallen for it. Sharida and Harubin had set it up so I'd lead them straight to Mustafa, and I was doing just that. Now I knew who the extra merchants were, Harubin's men, probably Harubin himself, among the so-called friendly travelers who tagged along with the caravan. Now I had to move fast.
Where are you going, Mr. Jordan?
Out for a ride in the moonlight. See you around.
But wait! Mr. Jordan, look! Coming down the slope toward the caravan! Bandits! Bandits! Bandits!
The caravan guards had opened fire, and since they outnumbered the approaching riders 4-1, I figured they wouldn't need my help. I took off out into the desert.
Mr. Jordan! Mr. Jordan, wait!
The first time I looked over my shoulder, 2 sand dunes later, El Khamis was tagging along. The next time I looked, he was still there. Only now the bandits had bypassed the caravan and were trailing him. The third time I looked, I shouldn't have. My horse stumbled and we went down. When I came out of it, I was stretched out on a bunk and the room seemed to be rolling under me. When I got a look at the porthole, I knew why it was rolling. I was on a boat. And unless I missed my guess, we were on the Suez Canal, just 20 miles from the Spring of Moses. I closed my eyes again.
How do you feel now, my son?
What? Mustafa.
It is good to see you again, Rocky.
Wait a minute. I don't get this.
My men brought you and your friend here a short time ago.
Your men? But I thought...
The caravan guards mistook them for bandits. When I learned you were with the caravan, I sent them for you.
Oh, great.
What is wrong?
It's the worst thing they could have done, bringing me straight to you.
I don't understand.
Look, I've been trailed by a killer and his men all the way from Cairo. They're after you, Mustafa, and it's a cinch they followed your men here. Don't you see? I led them right to you.
I see. Do not blame yourself for this, Rocky. Your intent was for good, not evil.
Where are your men?
I sent them back to Ismailia.
Anybody else on board now?
Two servants. And your friend Elkamiz, I believe he calls himself.
Any guns?
There is a rifle, I believe, in the salon.
Well, that's not much help. Come on, we got to get you away from here.
Mr. Jordan, it seems we have visitors.
What?
Out the porthole. See for yourself.
Yep, we sure have.
What is it, my son?
Look out there along the riverbank. A small army of riders. And at the head of the pack, a Reuben himself.
Rocky Jordan. Listen Monday through Friday at this time as we take you to a world of excitement, intrigue, and danger in far-off Egypt. To Cairo for the transcribed adventures of an American in the Middle East, starring Jack Moyles as Rocky Jordan. Rocky Jordan is produced in Hollywood, featuring Jay Novello as Sam Sabaya. Others in the cast were Richard Peel, Gladys Holland, Edgar Barrier, Lou Krugman, Lillian Bayef, and Ralph Moody. This is the CBS Radio Network.